Welcome. This is Fred Blair, the chair of the Pacifica Audit Committee. Tonight is September 28th, 2015.
August.
I'm sorry. It's not August yet. It's July 28th, 2015. We don't have a secretary tonight, so I'm going to ask somebody to volunteer to take the role. If there's no volunteers, I'll do it.
I'll volunteer. This is Brenda.
Brenda? Okay. Do you have a list of members?
No, give me one second. I'm about to pull it up.
Okay, I'll send you the list of members right now. Hold on.
Are we having a problem?
Hi, this is Brenda. I'm trying to get a list of the committee.
Brenda, I just emailed it to you.
Okay, thanks. Got it. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
You can take the role right now.
Okay.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're live. We're not live now.
Okay. Carolyn Burden?
I'm present.
Okay. And then I have Fred Blair?
Present.
Okay. I have Virginia Browning?
Here.
Thank you. Steve Brown, WBAI. Okay. Maria Elena Castellanos, APFC.
Present.
Okay. Thank you. Jose Luis Fuentes. Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA. Okay. Jane Gatewood. Okay. Donald Goldmacher.
Present.
Thank you, Donald. If everybody can mute their phone, there's a lot of feedback.
I've got an air conditioner here. I'll mute my phone.
Okay, thank you. William Hairwagon?
Present.
Thank you. Frank Lefevre?
Here.
Thank you. Robert Mark?
Present.
Thank you. I'm here, Brenda Medina. Lawrence Reyes?
Present.
Thank you. Nancy Saibaria Noritomi?
Present.
Okay, thank you. Pete Tucker?
Present.
Okay, thank you. Fred, you have. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Yes, present.
And The official count on the committee, I think, is 14, so we're well over 50%. So we have quorum. Okay. So the next thing is before we do agenda approval, I'm going to announce the next meeting is August 25th, 2015, which is Tuesday, the fourth Tuesday of August, and that will be at 5:30 p.m. West Coast time or 8:30 p.m. East Coast time. Okay. Next point is the agenda approval. And everybody should at this point have the proposed agenda for tonight. So I'm going to ask, are there any additions or changes requested in the proposed agenda? And
Carolyn, I have a suggestion.
And Brenda for the stack.
Okay, I've got you, Brenda.
Nancy on stack, please.
Okay, hold on. Carolyn, you have the floor. What is your proposal for the agenda?
Thank you. This may come under one or two, but I would like to specifically discuss the funding proposal regarding the affiliates proposal as it relates to the audit. So if we could put that between one and two.
Okay, I have 4 points. On the proposed agenda, I have 4 points. Status report on the 2014 audit, discussion about the 2015 audit, nominations for chair, nominations for secretary. So you want me to make number two now, discussion about the affiliates funding?
Yes, please.
How do you want to word that discussion about, is that correct, discussion about affiliate?
The affiliate's proposal for funding, which would affect us directly because the PNB seems to have rejected that, and I'd like to discuss how we can resuscitate that and make sure that the audit gets funded.
Well, I'm not sure how that relates to the audit committee.
Chair, this is Brenda.
Do you have a point of order or a point of information?
Yes. I have a point of order in regard to Ms. Burden's proposal for the agenda.
Well, it's not the time for discussion of the item. Question: should it go on the agenda?
Yeah, I'm proposing that it shouldn't. That's kind of why I wanted to make the point of order.
Well, what is your point of order?
So my point of order is that funding is not necessarily under the purview of the audit committee, and so that particular agenda item seems to be out of order or out of the purview of our committee. That's it.
Carolyn, can you clarify what this point is, what this proposed point is going to be about?
Yes, it is about the funding that would, in effect, allow us to pay for the audit. So it certainly does come under our purview. We need to not only see to it that audits are done, but that they are paid for. So I think we can discuss. There are other measures, of course, if we want to discuss other measures of funding, but this is the only one I know of that might possibly fund the audit and allow us to begin the next audit. So I think it's definitely germane to this committee.
I have a point of information, Chair.
What's your point of information?
My question is, in regards to this funding proposal, one, is it being taken up by the PNB? And two, is it the underwriting proposal that the affiliates have?
Going back to the Caroline, since she proposed this item, can you? I'm confused. I need more clarification on what the discussion is actually about.
I don't know what Ray Lawrence's question is being taken up by the PNB. What was the second point in this?
The first point is, isn't this being taken up by the PNB? And the second point is, the second question actually is, Is this the underwriting proposal that the affiliates got?
Yes, it is the underwriting proposal, and yes, it has been taken up by the PNB, who voted against it, and I would like to discuss resuscitating that and proposing it again, because we need it. Without that funding, we don't have an audit. So
point of order,
sir. Crucial.
Okay, everybody, hold on. I would propose changing the wording on this as maybe discussion about possible sources of funding for the 2014, or possible funding sources of funding for the 2014 audit, and leave it nebulous like that. Mm-hmm. Is that all right?
No,
with is there any objection?
No, I reject that. This is Brenda. So I would challenge your ruling, Chair.
Well, I haven't ruled on it. What I've said is I propose changing the name of this point of discussion.
And I wanted to make a point of order in regards to this particular point, if you would let me. Because Ms. Burden is mistaken in the way that she claims that the PMB is no longer taking it up. Could I clarify?
Attempted to do here was just make it more general and just rather than specific to the affiliates, and you can clarify now, Brenda.
Yeah. So the way that the PMB did decide on was to have the executive director and the affiliates director to go back into and get more information with regards to. That particular proposal that was, in fact, not accepted because there is still some room for improvement. So I feel sources of funding is not, again, under the purview of this particular committee. That's it.
Yeah, William.
Okay. Do we want to have a vote on adding this this item to in between items 1 and 2 on the proposed agenda?
Carolyn, to the fact, point of information.
Okay, Carolyn, what's your point of information?
Are there any objections to your suggestion for changing the description of the item? Because I agree with that. You're absolutely correct, and that would be a good way to put it on the agenda. So I have no objection.
This is long time, Jack.
Well, then we have to hold a vote on including this on the agenda.
This is Virginia from KPFA. Can you please restate what you're asking to be put on the agenda? Thanks.
Yes. Member of the committee, Carolyn Burton, proposed a new item number 2 on the agenda, discussion of sources of funding for the audits. And
a point of information, is that 2013 or 2014?
Carolyn?
It was 2013.
Well, we're 13 is still, they're still attempting to pay for 13. We haven't even talked about funding 2014. And that's actually not, again, funding, I guess, is not part of the preview of the audit committee.
Well, the reason why I ask is the printout that I see, that number 1 is report status of 2014 audit. And I thought Carolyn wanted to talk about the 2013 audit. But it says 2014 in the email that I've got.
Well, yes, that's correct, and that's just the status of the 2014 audit. I wanted, again, update from the directors. Robert Mark proposed a second item, discussion of the 2015 audit, which is going to be upon us in 60 days.
Per minute, Chair. So did you mean the sources of funding for the 2013 or 2014?
This proposed item number 2 is sources of funding for the audit. I just kept it simple.
No clarification of which one, right?
No, no clarification at this point.
Okay.
I assume that the report on the status of 2014 will include information about funding of the 2013 audit. So it's still up in the air where we can add Carolyn's proposed agenda item. Do we want to vote on this? Does somebody want to call the question? Or Carolyn, do you want to...
Point of order, you can't call the question in a small committee.
Thank you. I'm just not sure how to deal with this at this point. There seems to be a lot of conflict on even discussing sources of funding for the audit, any audit.
Well, we've only heard from two people who object, but if it's time for a vote, I think we can go ahead with that. I don't think we need to call a question.
Okay, Secretary. So, Madam Secretary, would you see how many people are in favor of adding this item to the agenda? Item
okay.
number two, please.
All right. Carolyn Burden, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. Fred Flair, how do you vote? I'm sorry, your chair. I'll get back to you.
Well, in committees, that's all right. The chair can vote in committees. I pass on it.
Okay. Fred Flair passes. Virginia.
Pass.
Okay. Maria Elena Castellanos.
Yes.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher.
No.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
No.
Okay. Thank you. William Hairwagon.
No.
Okay. Frank Lefevre.
Yes.
Okay. Robert Mark.
I'll pass at this point.
Okay. I vote no. Lawrence Reyes.
I vote no.
Okay. Nancy Sarabia.
Nancy votes no.
Okay. Keith?
No.
Okay. Now for those who pass, Fred, how do you vote?
Coming off of mute, I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Virginia, how do you vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Robert Mark, how do you vote?
Hello, yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, this fails. There was 4 yes, 6 no, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, so, again, we have 4 items on the proposed agenda. Is there anybody who proposes an addition?
Yes, there were people originally on the stack. I have myself, then Nancy, then William, and I don't know if I missed anybody else who, I guess...
No, we're just going over we're trying to get an agenda for tonight's meeting.
I'm trying to add something to the agenda.
Excuse me, Carolyn, point of order, please.
What's your point of order, Carolyn?
That stack was for the discussion of whether to add the last item to the agenda, which failed. So I believe you need a new stack or a new item.
I'm going to rule that I just want to find people to throw out points for the agenda at this point. I'm not making up a stack.
Brad, I disagree. Nancy Sybarnard told me he wanted to be on the stack before the item was mentioned, so I'm sure the others were too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm maintaining the stack, Chair, if it makes it easier for you.
Well, I'm maintaining a stack, too. Right. Nancy, you have the floor. Do you want to add anything to the agenda at this point? That's where we're at.
Okay. Yes, but I really would like to know if anyone objects, because they may have more information than I have gotten. And I sent it to the audit list around 7:38, and it's like, in view of the executive director's report of not paying Armanino for the 2013 Pacifica audit, although having the funding in hand, the PMB audit committee strongly recommends to be PMB.
Well, that's a motion.
Yes,
so
it's a motion.
Okay, so you want to put a motion on this, on the agenda. Where in the agenda do you want that? Is after the discussions on the on the 2014 and 2015 audits? So you want that to be new?
I want it at the beginning.
You want it at the very beginning?
Yeah, before we do elections or...
Well, it would seem more logical that the committee could make a better decision if we had discussion about the status of the 2014 audit before we propose any motions. And you don't need an agenda item to propose a motion. You can propose a motion any time we're having the discussion.
Okay.
Is that an alternative?
Yeah. Can I propose it now?
Well, it's not appropriate for a motion while we're working on the agenda.
Agenda, yes.
And could you email that to me, Nancy?
Yes.
Nancy, could you email it not only to Brenda, but to... mail it to the entire committee.
Okay, then that's called auditlist@kpftx.org, right?
I hope it works. Yes.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, is there anybody else who wants to add an agenda item to our agenda tonight?
Information. Carolyn.
Yeah, yes, Carolyn. What's your point of information, Carolyn?
Nancy said she had sent this to the list, but I never received a motion from her. She actually sent one. I didn't get it, just to notice. Perhaps someone else could resend it. I didn't get it.
I think Otis has said that audit list isn't working currently. So maybe, Nancy, you don't have to get it back on say anything, but maybe you could send it to the list of people's individual email addresses rather than to audit list.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Again, is there any additional items that somebody wants to add to our agenda for the committee tonight?
Yes, this is Brenda.
Okay. What is the agenda item you want to add?
After agenda item number 4. I'd like to set a timeline for nominations and voting for chair and secretary.
Okay, you want to set timeline for voting for officers.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objections to that? That would seem to be appropriate if we nominate people tonight. Hearing no objections, I've added it as item number 5 on the agenda. Is there anybody else who would like to add an item to our agenda tonight?
I have a question.
Okay, that's so a point of information.
Yeah, point of information. Thank you. Is clarifying members on the agenda that you sent out an item?
I picked this up off of an old agenda, so that, that was on there. I can delete that. It would seem appropriate this year since we've had some changes after the formation of the PNB, but I can remove that from the agenda if you would like. Is there any objections? Okay, it's gone. Okay. Okay, I guess the question now is there any objection to the agenda as it now stands? Hearing none, we have an agenda tonight, and we can proceed. I don't have any minutes from the last few meetings. So, again, I'll notice that the next meeting of the Audit Committee will be Tuesday, August 25th, and at 5:30 Pacific Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Okay, we are on the first. We're now proceeding to the agenda, item number one, which is report status of the 2014 audit by directors, because I haven't received any feedback or I haven't listened to the PNB meetings for the last couple of weeks. So if the directors present could make a report on what the current status is of the 2014 audit, I'd appreciate that.
Give me one second. This is Brenda. Looking
through
my email.
Okay. I mean, I have public information, but I don't have any. Since I'm not a director, I don't have any direct information on what has been reported. Other than that, my understanding is that that our executive director is said that there's not enough money from any source he can find to pay for the 2013 audit, so we can proceed to the 2014 audit.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
I'm putting you on the stack, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And does anybody else want to be on the stack? I assume Brenda. I'm putting Brenda in next since she's looking up some documents. Robert, Mark, do you have any direct information that you would like to contribute? Do you want to be put on the stack? Okay, well, I'm going to proceed then. Carolyn, you have the floor.
Thank you. Yes, I think the question is that there isn't enough money and to pay for it, but actually there is money that the board has decided should not be used to pay for the audit. So I don't have a copy of Nancy's motion, but I suspect that it's exactly what we need to be considering now. That is, that the audit committee should definitely urge the PNB to use monies available or potentially available to pay for the audit. It's probably our highest priority in terms of gaining income. If anyone else has Nancy's motion and it's to be considered, I appreciate receiving it, but is that on our agenda now, by any chance?
Well, I just received Nancy's motion also, but Nancy, do you want to be put on the stack?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Brenda, I put Brenda, are you present?
Yes, I'm here.
I put you after Carolyn, since you seem to have some information that you wanted to present on the status of the 2014 audit.
I'm still looking for it, so you can pass me.
Okay, I'll keep you on the stack. Does anybody else want to be added to the stack before I let Nancy speak?
Point of information, this is Nancy. You had asked Robert Mark if he had any input, and we didn't hear yes or no, or I didn't hear anything. Was he on mute? I'm just wondering.
Robert, are you present?
Oh.
I am here, but I had been disconnected, so I don't know what we're talking about.
Okay, we're on the first point of the agenda, Robert. And I had asked if you wanted to speak at all. You want to be put on the stack to speak about the status of the 2014 audit?
2013, right?
Robert?
Or both.
Yeah,
I can't hear you, Robert.
I wanted to talk about 2015. But
okay.
I would be happy to talk about what I know about the 2014 audit.
Well, Robert,
Armenino won't start without getting paid. And the PNB approved a motion that said essentially that KPF, K or A, whichever one it is that has the money, would loan us the money for the...
Robert?
Yes.
Okay, you're actually after... I have you on the stack after Nancy, so I'm going to let Nancy Saratomi speak, and then I'll call on you. Okay, Nancy, you have the floor.
You mean transfer? Is that easier? Well, either one's easy for me.
Robert, can you mute your phone? Robert, can you mute your phone? Okay, Nancy, you have the floor.
Okay, really, I think I would like to hear what Robert was going to say about 2013 audit, but because I just have the information that was given from our Adriana Casanave from the about not being able to pay the 2013, and I understand that the money is there but has not been sent. It's been waiting for 2 months, and so I made a motion in view of the executive director's report of not paying Armenino for the 2013 Pacifica audit, although having the funding in hand, that the PMB audit committee strongly recommends to the PMB to have the ED immediately pay Armenino for the work done on the 2013 audit, thus allowing Armenino the security and funding to proceed with 2014, and thus supporting Pacifica in keeping its nonprofit status and perhaps taking actions required by the CPB for its grant funding. Is there any other information that you PMB people know since that meeting? I think that was a July 16th meeting, I believe. I'm not sure.
Nancy, I'm going to ask you to hold off on your motion little while so we can get more information and more discussion going on what's actually going on. So,
stack, please.
Maria Elena, you want to be on the stack?
Yes.
And Keith Tucker.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I've got both of you on the stack. So Robert is next, and at some point Brenda is gonna. When she finds the information, I'll let her speak. So Robert, if you can unmute and inform the committee what's going on. Robert, you have the floor.
Well, yes. At the last PNB meeting, the board passed a motion that essentially said that we would borrow the money from the sister station to pay off the 2013 audit, but there was some language in the motion that said to be taken as a credit against central services fees. And at our planning meeting, I asked John Proffitt what the status was of paying Armenino, and he indicated some concern that language basically will give the central services funds no money to meet their obligations to payroll and things like that. Now, personally, I don't understand it. If the station owes $55,000 in central services, why don't they just pay their central services then central office would have the money and they would have a credit for their central services fund. So I don't get the logic of the dispute, personally. So that's what I know.
Thank you very much, Robert. That's obviously a problem with micromanaging the executive director by the board. That's my comment. The next person on the stack is Maria Elena. You have the floor, Maria.
Well, first of all, it's not really clear as to what those concerns were expressed by the executive director, John Proffitt. We're dealing with hearsay right now. What is known is that we've got, Pacifica has an obligation that all of their stations pay, to central services and, a portion of their, fundraising. And, apart from that, all I can say is that, if this jeopardizes, and it seems to jeopardize the nonprofit status of KPFT and of the PMB, and of all of the Pacifica stations, we're going to have to act decisively. We're going to have to get some real clarity as to what nonprofit's concerns are. It could be that the concerns involve whether or not he's going to be paid his next check. We also need information as to exactly what is in the available funding for paying an already realized debt that we have. So we need to get John Proffitt on the phone or to join us at a special meeting or at the next meeting. I don't know if that's going to be soon enough. But we've got to get some real answers, and we have to make some real decisions. This is not something to play around with. Nonprofit status is very, very important, not only to our funding, but to the whole Pacifica's mission and the concept and values that go back to the original founding of Pacifica's radio stations. I pass.
Thank you, Maria. By the way, just a comment, Maria. Your sound quality improved considerably a couple of times during your presentation. It's been kind of low and fuzzy mostly, but it all of a sudden it jumped up in quality a couple of times. I don't know what the specifics of your what kind of phone you're using or what, but I just thought I'd mention. Okay, Pete, you have the floor.
I'm going to hold off for right now. Thanks.
Thank you, Pete. Brenda, have you found the paperwork you were looking for?
Yeah, it was the motion that Mr. Mark mentioned about the PMB passing that motion regarding the KPFA. So he said it for me.
Okay. Well, our stack, we've exhausted our stack. Does anybody want to speak on this point?
This is Virginia Browning from KPFA.
Virginia, you have the floor.
Robert's on the stack, too.
Okay, I've got you on the stack, Robert. Go ahead, Virginia.
Okay, in a way, this is possibly not the purview of the audit committee, but I agree that it's incredibly serious. And, you could call it micromanaging the executive director, and maybe it is, but it's pretty crazy seeming that there is money in the Pacifica network and it's not being released to pay for the audit. So it seems that somebody should answer the question somehow. Thanks.
Thank you, Virginia. Robert, you have the floor again.
Robert, are you on mute?
No, I got disconnected again. I'm not sure what happened, but did you call on me for my place on the staff?
Yes, I got your place, and Virginia Browning from Berkeley spoke. She was very concerned. I'll try and summarize what she said. She's very concerned about the situation about the funding, paying for the audit, and I won't go into any more details on that. Do you have something you want to share with the committee, Robert? You have the floor.
I just don't think I got an adequate response to my comments about what happened. Again, if Los Angeles owes Central Services and they have the money because they got this bequest to pay as much money as they take to pay for the audit, why don't they just pay their Central Services? That would give them credit on their Central Services and allow the Central Office to send the money on to the auditors. Why is there a discussion going on, and I assume right now at the Finance Committee, about whether or not there should be a credit for Central Services? When you pay it, you get a credit. And they're wanting to characterize it instead of it paying Central Services as a loan. Someone from Los Angeles, please address that.
Okay, hold on, Robert. Brenda, what's your point of clarification?
The bequest was given to Berkeley, not to Los Angeles. And probably somebody from Berkeley could better answer that question.
This is Donald Goldmacher for the stack.
Donald, I've put you down. Virginia Browning just spoke, and she's a director from Berkeley. She's not a director, but she is from Berkeley. If I'm wrong on that, please correct me.
You're right, but Donald might know something.
Okay, Donald, you have the floor. You're the last one on the stack.
So let's try to blow some smoke out of the window here and talk more objectively about the financial status of the network according to what we were informed at our last LSD meeting about, quote, people owing or stations that owe Central Services and stations who are not actually paying their Central Services, number one, and that 4 out of the 5 stations in the network are running deficits for a change. KPFA was asked to provide a loan to KPFT so that KPFT could finally upgrade its transmitter to state-of-the-art. That money was transmitted to KPFT, as far as we understood.
One moment, Donald. We're having a real hard time hearing you. Could you adjust your phone or something?
No, it's not me. It's somebody else's phone. I'm not doing anything.
Okay, I'm on mute most of the time because I got an air conditioner running here. So I'm just...
Is somebody driving or maybe...
All right, let's try it again. Is that any better?
Better. That's better, Donald.
Okay. You want me to start over? I can start over.
Go ahead, Donald. Yeah, you can start over. I'll let you start over.
At KPFA's last LSB, we were informed of the following from our directors at the PNB that every other station in the network is in arrears with regard to paying their Central Services. So, therefore, the network has zero to little money. KPFA was asked by the Pacifica ED to provide a loan to KPFT so KPFT could buy a transmitter, which I assume is in the works, if not already has happened. KPFA did have 2 sizable bequests earlier this year, and our further understanding is that the money that we gave to KPFT would be indeed serving as our Central Services dues. So if you want to come back to us and ask for more money to pay for the audit, then one needs to seriously ask, what are the other 4 stations doing in terms of ponying up their share of Central Services at this point, so that the audit indeed can be paid for and that the 2014 audit can take place? And since we have enough people on this call to apparently share with us what the actual financial status is of each station and what their arrears are, we might have a more objective discussion here about what's really going on. Thank you.
Pete Tucker for the stack.
This Lawrence for the stack. You get me, Chair?
Pete and Lawrence. Did I hear Robert before asking to be on the stack?
No, this is Lawrence.
You did before Carolyn,
stack.
After Pete.
Okay.
Lawrence,
I've got you. Okay. I believe it's Robert has the floor at this point because I heard him in the middle of some other discussion asking for the stack. So I'll let Robert take the floor and then Pete.
Lawrence is at this after Robert.
I'll yield to Pete. He was before me.
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
All you're doing is confusing me. I'm not sure who asked for the floor, but
Lawrence asked for the floor, then Peter. Then Carolyn.
Well, I heard
I
Pete,
believe.
Then Laura. What I've got here for the stack is Pete, Lawrence, and Carolyn.
I was after Pete and before Carolyn.
And you are?
Robert Mark.
Robert, okay. Okay, so Pete, you have the floor.
Okay, Lawrence, I'm happy to let you go and switch places with you if you'd like.
Okay,
Okay, thank you. I'll speak just to get us going. So, 55,000, I share Virginia's concerns about, it seems like, I know KPFA is in the black right now because they got those two big bequests. Everybody else seems to be in their arrears. I believe KPFK is in the arrears. Just for the sake of transparency. Now, I believe that the $55,000 that the that KPFK could loan the foundation, if that's the case, is worth getting back the money, getting the audit done, as well as getting back the money from the CPB as well. So, I share Virginia's concerns. I don't care if it's micromanaging or not, but it just makes practical sense to me.
Okay, Pete, you have the floor.
Thanks. I just wanted to follow up. I think it was Donald's comments were spot on. It's easier, certainly from any other station, including WPFW, where I'm from, to say, well, you know, KPFA's got the money, so they should just write a check. But KPFA, as was pointed out, has written a big check to KPFP to get that huge transmitter fulfilling its potential. And the money that was bequeathed to them was for KPFA. And so I certainly understand Lawrence's point of view and agree with it. I also can see it from KPFA's point of view that money is for the station and yet it's being loaned out to the other station. And I understand what Robert's saying. It's not a loan, but it's a credit, but it's a lot of credit that one station is having to come up with. So I can understand both points of view. And I just, Mr. Chair, I don't know. These are critical issues. But I don't know that we're going to resolve them. This, to me, is management's responsibility. I agree with whoever said earlier that it might make sense to have John Prophet come on and lay out his plan. As executive director, this is the top priority for him and for all of us. But I think instead of going back and forth too much on this issue, it might make sense to have him on. Whether we wait a month or I think he said August, whatever the next, if we wait till that next meeting, fine. But lay his plan out for how he's going to approach it. I agree that it's the top priority of the audit committee to urge that this take place. And then get the facts, and I don't know, Mr. Chair, if you're able to, whoever the next chair is able to confer with the ED so we get the best information possible about where exactly the audit stands and what exactly needs to happen and what their plan is. and then we have a better sense as opposed to going back and forth about, you know, the four stations' budget, you know, who are in arrears and so on and so forth. So that's my only comment.
Lawrence to the stack again.
Lawrence, I put you after Robert. Okay, Carolyn,
Carolyn,
you have the floor.
Is after Robert. No, Robert was next, and then me.
Okay, Robert, you have the floor.
Yeah, first I'd like to thank Donald for straightening me out on the fact, because it clarified in my mind what Profit's concern was. At the time of that motion, he had handed out a worksheet that said that four of the five stations were in arrears in their central services. However, with regard to KPFT, KPFT was in arrears in the, for the central services owed for the month of July 2015, which I am assured have since been paid. The other thing that hasn't been paid by us and other stations, and I don't know where we stand for that payment, the general manager had remembered whether that had gotten paid, is that the central services office pays the health insurance for three of the five stations on the first of the month. And as of yet, several of the stations had not reimbursed that central services or that payment for the health insurance for their employees. And so Profit's concern was, is that if you got a credit on central services for, you know, the whole amount of the money until it was paid down, then because at least three of the five stations have not been paying historically, and one of the five stations hadn't paid at that time but has since paid, that would leave no operating capital for central services, which would include the August 1st payment on the health insurance for employees. And that by taking away the largest source of funds from central services, you are not leaving enough cash in the mix for them to meet their monthly obligations. And so that was his concern. As I said earlier, I hope he's on with the Finance Committee right now trying to negotiate like a reduced level of credit for central services, which, you know, KPFT is going to pay back the money that we were advanced every month until paid, starting with the beginning of the fiscal year. And so it would seem to me that if they could come up with a reasonable amount to credit central services from San Francisco every month, then that would leave central services, central office with operating capital, and yet it would allow for the equity of the station to get paid back the money. And that, I think, is what he would tell you.
Are you finished, Robert?
Yes.
Okay, Carolyn, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. As I understand John Profit's argument, the affiliate's proposal was to work out an arrangement with the affiliates whereby we would administer some of their underwriting in return for a fee. This would not make any of the Pacifica stations accept underwriting. We would accept the practices of the affiliate stations now, but simply administer the bookkeeping and so on and so forth, which would be a very healthy amount of money, which would allow us to pay off the 2013 audit, which would make us eligible for $1 million in CPB funding. So it did not seem cost-effective to me for the executive director to say that he didn't want to accept that because it would jeopardize the central services money, as Robert and Donald have explained, simply because once we pay off the audit, we would then be eligible for central CPB funding of approximately $1 million. And in other words, we're being rather penny wise and pound foolish, is my point here. So I hear all the local arguments, but the major point is that there is funding available and it is being rejected. Now, for reasons which some people may agree with and some people may disagree with, but if not, there is no solution to this problem. There is one.
Robert needs to be on the stack again.
Okay. Carolyn, are you finished?
Yes, I think so. Perhaps someone can clarify anything that I omitted, but that's my understanding of the
okay.
problem.
Lawrence, you have the floor.
Virginia for the staff.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm
putting you on.
Okay,
Lawrence, you have the floor.
Okay, so I appreciate all the comments, especially the comment that Peter made. But the fact is this, and I don't want to revisit the past, right? But we are a network of five stations. And there was a time when WBAI used to bail out people. There was a time when KPFK would bail out people. There was a time, for instance, I don't want to get into specifics, but there was a time that KPFA alone to pay its expenses and to keep them afloat. So I understand that, you know, locally people have money, and, you know, I don't understand this. I don't understand how we cannot make an investment of $55,000, which is a loan, which will be paid back. Is an investment worthwhile where we were net gain, $845,000, if we look at the $1 million minus the $55,000 that we will be loaned. So, I mean, yes, local stations have their own autonomy. I understand that, but we have always helped out each other. And I think that's something that's not being kept in mind. And I will argue this point belatedly on the PNB as well. Because this, you know, we need to just help out each other. I mean, this is what we've done historically. And I have, you know, committed historical memory as to what has happened throughout the network. When people were down, we picked them up. And we pick up each other. And that's the bottom line. Thank you.
You have the floor.
Who's you?
Did I'm sorry?
Who has the floor?
Robert Mark. I heard him request the stack, and then
yeah, I thought
then
there was somebody before me, though.
Well, I have Virginia after you.
Okay. Well, let me just say this, because it'll be very brief. Carolyn, your understanding of the situation with CPB is not correct. If we were to deliver to CPB a 2014 audit by August 1st, or September 1st, we would then be eligible for 1/12 of the CPB money. They are prorating it, and we won't be eligible for CPB money again until we deliver them a 2015 audit. So your position that we need to spend this money because we'll get $1 million check in the mail is just not correct.
Thank you, Robert. Virginia, you have the floor. I'm sorry, Lawrence.
Pete.
I'm sorry, Pete. Are you requesting the stack, Pete?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So this is Virginia.
You have the floor.
Virginia from KPFA. Now, Texas didn't have a decent transmitter for more than a year, probably more than 2 years. WBAI has drastically improved their conditions, even though they are still in what Donald Goldmacher calls arrears. Lawrence is correct that stations have helped each other out in the past. That's why it's a network. There is money to pay the audit. This seems insane to me that unless somebody isn't paying it because they want to break up the network, because they don't want a network, then on the other hand, maybe John Prophet is being more politic than I am right now. Let's hope so. I don't want to do some kind of micromanaging thing, but as long as this is a discussion, I just wanted to put that in as my viewpoint on that. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Virginia. Pete, Donald, you have the floor. Donald,
yeah,
I've got you. Stack.
Thank you. I just wanted to reiterate that I think it's critical that we get John Prophet on instead of going back and forth about, you know, we all agree that this is a top priority, and we all agree that we know it hadn't been paid and it needs to be paid. And instead of going back and forth about exactly how it's going to happen, what is the actual plan? There's got to be a plan. And then we can go forward with exactly the timetable they've laid out for the audit This is a lot of just theoretical and you know, and not that that good conversation and good information, but I don't know how practical it is. I think it would be better use of everyone's time if we could ensure at the next meeting that, that we have either or both John Prophet and Ephraim on the call, so we can just get the exact specifics and the timetable and everything, and we're all clear and on the same page as far as how we're going to proceed, and knowing that this is a top priority and it has to be paid and it has to be done. Might be a better use of everyone's time. Thanks.
Donald, you have the floor.
Yes, I wanted to commend Robert Mark for making it very clear that even if we were to do head spins and whirlwinds, we would still only get a fraction of the money from CPB Plus. At our July LSB meeting, Brian Edwards Tegert, who's chair of the National Finance Committee, I think made it clear that it's no longer $1 million we're talking about for several reasons, even in the best of circumstances. Number one, KPFK's listenership has dropped to such a point that they're no longer eligible for CPB money. So that's number one. Number two, Congress, as you know, doesn't love CPB and continues to whittle back on the funding, which means in turn that they whittle back on the funding they dole out to various stations, including what would be doling out to the individual stations of Pacifica. And that, so that sum of money would be more like $600,000, not $1 million. The next thing to point out is what I was trying to say very gently earlier, that we have a revenue problem, folks, and us sitting around on the phone here is not going to solve that revenue problem for the network. And it's all well and good to talk about who's loaned money to whom in the past, including how much money KPFA has given to Pacifica over the years, which I will not get into, but it's in the millions. Let's just leave it at that. So and if I understood correctly that KPFT is now not in arrears and they will be able to pay their central services, great. That leaves 3 out of 5 stations in arrears, and you can't have that and expect that the network is going to survive. So even if KPFA, let's say, shelled out the money for this audit with no hopes of getting it back in the near future, how does that solve the problem of 3 of the stations in this network not being able to pay their dues? Thank you. So I think this conversation really is best had at the PNB, because we're not in a position to really fully understand all the finances of the network and what is possible. So I think this discussion is almost irrelevant.
Thank you, Donald. The stack at this point is exhausted. Can people hear me, by the way? I'm getting a strong echo for some reason.
Yes, that's fine. I can hear you.
This is Virginia.
You're getting a strong echo, Bill. I mean,
this is Virginia from KPFA. Can I make a quick comment?
Yeah.
The quick comment is, I agree with Donald's very last sentence that I think that this whole discussion is not really, I think it's not really our job. Thank you.
Thank you, Virginia. Well, I'm not sure how we conclude this discussion point on the 2014 audit. The next item is the discussion about the 2015 audit, which is coming up, which will start September 30th, which is 60 days from now.
Chair.
Hello? Yes?
Hi, this is Brenda. Could we potentially maybe after hearing everybody, maybe urge the PMB to act upon getting the audit or request that the PMB urge the executive director to fund the audits that we owe and to proceed for this upcoming audit or something to that effect?
Nancy, is that sort of the what your motion was proceeding
yes,
towards?
It is. It is.
Yes.
Sorry.
Whether we get a lot of money or just a little money, it doesn't matter. We still owe the bill, and I'm really worried about nonprofit status and all kind of things. Property taxes we'll have to pay. I mean, all kind of things. It's just if we don't get the CPB funding, well, that's always a possibility. But we have this money, since Central Services seems to be having some complex problems that not even the PMB people represent can really explain, I sort of am scared to have that money go to Central Services and then start begging Central Services to pay it. I mean, can't we just say, you know, do the best you can, pay it right away, and then if you can't, let's have a talk with each other instead of waiting for a whole month to talk with the ED. It's just too much time. Had that been done 2 months ago, at the end of August, the 2014 audit would have been done. You know, 2 months sitting on that money, I just don't understand. I think priorities may be not correct or confused, but I do think we need to pay the 2013 audit and proceed with the 2014 as if we're going to last a long time for the next generation to take. That's what I'm concerned about.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. You weren't on the stack, but you were allowed to speak anyway, so.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
It's effectively on the stack. Is there anybody else who wants to say anything at this point?
Maria Elena.
Yeah, this is Lawrence, a quick point.
Okay, Maria Elena was before you, so I'm going to let Maria Elena speak, and then I'll let you speak. Maria Elena, you have the floor.
I believe there's a motion pending. I don't know if it needs a second. If it needs a second, I second the motion. And that is that you can rephrase it if you like, I'll leave it up to you, but it's something to the effect that we send out some sort of recommendation or statement to the effect that, hey, the executive director has got to look at this with the urgency that it requires. And pay the bill.
Well, I think Brenda proposed a motion essentially urging, a very generalized motion, urging the PNB to get the 2013 the auditors paid for the 2013 audit. I don't, in the committee, you don't need a second, I believe. So if there's a motion on the floor to that effect, Brenda, do you want write it up?
Actually, Nancy has pretty much exactly what I was going to say. I can read it over, and then if there's no discussion, I guess we could vote on it.
I would like to have discussion on it in terms of being in support of this motion, if you allow me.
Is somebody whistling?
I don't know. No, it's not me.
But can I read the motion?
Somebody's not on mute.
Okay, would everybody mute except for the person speaking? Brenda, you want to read it? Nancy,
sure.
The email you sent out doesn't have a formal motion statement in it. It's a little, how would I say, eclectic. Brenda, you want to try and read it?
Yeah, this is kind of a little extensive, so I'll try to edit it down. It says, in view of the executive director's report of not paying Armenino for the 2013 audit, the audit committee strongly recommends the PMB have the ED immediately pay Armenino for the work done for the 2013 audit. Give me 1 second. Thus allowing Armenino to proceed on the 2014 audit, and then kind of just keeping it at that.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to speak in support.
Lawrence, you have the floor.
Thank you. So I support this motion because even if it's a partial payment from the CPB, I don't think $600,000 is something that sneezes at. You know, it could operate as revenue, although, you know, revenue is something completely different. But in all due respect to my good friend from Berkeley, Mr. Goldmacher, I believe that this motion should be supported, and I hope you do support it as well. I hope the committee supports it. Thank you.
Okay. It'd be nice to have a formal statement of the motion that's presented to the PNB, so we could actually vote on it. But
do you want me to reread it?
Yeah, could you read it a second time?
Sure. And let me know, Nancy, if this is okay, because it seems there is a lot going on. In view of the executive director's report of not paying Al Menino for the 2013 audit, the PNB audit strongly recommends the PNB have the ED immediately pay Al Menino for the work done on the 2013 audit, thus allowing Al Menino to proceed on the 2014 audit.
Any comments or objections? Okay, if I don't hear any objections, this motion will passes and goes on to the PNB. Are there any objections?
Lord, I object. I want to roll okay. Call vote on this.
It's going to be if there's no objections, then it's unanimous and everybody votes yes.
No, I am objecting. So it's not
you are objecting.
I'm going to take the vote.
Take the vote, Brenda.
Give me one second. Okay. So Carolyn Burden, how do you vote?
Yes, I vote in favor, yes.
Okay. Fred, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. Virginia Browning, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. Maria Elena, how do you vote?
Yes. Maria Elena Castellanos votes yes.
Okay, got you, thanks. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Okay. William Herwagen?
I abstain.
Okay. Okay. Frank Lefevre?
Yes.
Robert Merck?
Mark abstained.
Okay. I'll pass. Lawrence?
Lawrence raised vote, yes.
Okay. Nancy?
Nancy votes yes.
Okay. Pete?
Yes.
Okay. And Brenda, I'm an abstain. Okay, give me 1 second. So it passes. There is 6 yes. One no and 3 abstentions.
Brenda, I actually have 8 yeses. One no and 3 extensions. In any case, this is basically a sense of the committee to go to the PNB.